therapy, it's like 400 dirhams an hour for a child to go into occupational therapy or speech therapy, and it's very expensive. So you got to think about it before you actually take your child. I mean, there are people who can't afford it, and they just don't do anything for their child, and that's really sad.
That was Christine Dessa, a mother of a 7-year-old who was born with Down syndrome. She says it's very expensive to find help here in Dubai, which means a lot of families get themselves into difficult positions when dealing with a special needs child. And Rebecca Corley, who's in the All for Down Syndrome support group, says she even discourages people from relocating to the UAE because of the lack of care here.
So if we're contacted and people are in a good environment at the school, in the school, in the country what they're already living in, getting everything they possibly could be getting wherever they're based at the moment, don't necessarily make that move right now. If they're going for a program which is suiting them, and as a family unit you're happy where you are, Dubai is not at this present stage, in my opinion, necessarily the best place to be moving to for education.
The Emirates has made a marked improvement in dealing with issues facing families, as mainstream schools in Dubai are admitting children with disabilities. However, it's still not enough. Children with genetic disorders here are stuck by the lack of widespread understanding about the condition, which in many cases leaves them socially unaccepted. Annette Wicker, the executive director of Kids First Medical Centre, says they need to use World Down Syndrome Day to combat prejudice.
And sort of the whole premise behind the awareness of World Down Syndrome Day is to say that we can, you know, we are here and we are able to do. You've got to give us a chance. But if society doesn't give them the opportunity, then how are they supposed to prove themselves?
Since an awareness walk last weekend, All for Down Syndrome support group has received 5 phone calls from different families, all with children between 3 and 8 who are not in education. But it's hoped that cases like this will soon be a thing of the past as the Dubai community all join hands in marking World Down Syndrome Day. Shona McCallum reporting for ARN News.